The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
Is this Runaway June?
Hi.
I'm thrilled that you guys are calling me today.
Are you kidding? We wouldn't have missed it for the world.
So everybody is home, chilling, relaxing, itching to get back to work, but you guys are working and making some changes, right?
Yeah. Catch
everybody up on what's happening. So Hannah's going to do other things, and
Natalie? Hannah made a life change after this, you know, whole craziness in the world, just like a lot of people. She's not alone in that. And it was certainly difficult for Jen and I at first, but, you know, Hannah's been feeling this way about the road life for a long time, but, you know, we've been on the go, and everything's been moving so quickly that I think that she didn't want to make that change abruptly and hurt Jen and I and hurt the band. And, you know, she was really committed and dedicated to this for a long time, and so it was a hard decision. But when everything went on pause, it gave her an opportunity to really think about what was best for her. And, you know, she really wants to be closer to her family and her husband in California, and she feels like that's what's next for her. And so Jen and I are continuing with the Runaway June story, and we invited the lovely, gorgeous, talented, amazing Natalie Stovall to join forces.
Yay!
We still have her fooled so far. So
we're on our best behavior.
Yeah, we're taking what we can get.
That's awesome. So just one more little point on what Hannah decided to do. Do you think a lot more people, whether they're in music or not, are going to make this kind of a life change after having 6 or 7 weeks to just really, like, take self-inventory?
Totally.
Yes, yeah. I think that's going to be definitely something a lot of people think about. Even for Naomi and I, you know, we had known that Hannah had been feeling this way for a while, and she'd expressed it, but we'd been holding on so tight, like, no, you know, let's keep it, you got to stay or whatever. And it was finally like, wow, this is what matters to her, and this is what she wants. And it just kind of made us, you know, take a pause and say, hey, we support you, we love you, we want you to be happy, and I feel
we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
And I think a lot of people are going to hopefully at least take a look at themselves and their life and what matters to them. And
I mean, the divorce rate in New York is through the roof.
And also pet adoption is through the roof. So
people are making changes.
You know, get rid of the husband, add a dog.
And how many babies are going to be coming in 9 months?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to see people get married that, you know, maybe weren't before. People get divorced. They're going to see babies. We're going to see, you know, career changes. I think that it's there's a shakeup that's going to happen on Earth, and a lot of it is going to be for the better. And we're just going to keep rolling.
So, Natalie, let's in the bio, and I remember you from The Drive a few years ago when you started putting out some records. Do you know what your bio explains about you? Have you seen this?
I'm not sure.
They're calling you the pint-sized fiddle-shredding vocalist. It says right here
larger
on the paper.
Than life. They have that wrong.
That's awesome. That's a nice compliment. Whoever wrote that about me, I appreciate that.
Somebody in the office.
Definitely a fiddle shredding girl.
Yeah. That's so funny. So I imagine the stage show takes on a whole new approach, right?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have much of a choice because fiddle is being added into the band, which is something that's new for everyone.
Yeah.
So it's automatically going to change a little bit. But yeah, the giant hair and fiddle strings flying around in the wind like a tornado is just what happens.
I'm here for it. I can't wait.
You know, it's funny too. Naomi was saying this morning, I had really not thought about it, but in the beginning of Runaway June, our music was so fiddle driven and we had so much fiddle on the recordings, but we ended up taking it out because we couldn't afford a fiddle player on the road. So we're like, whoa, they might really, you know, not understand this. So now we actually have a fiddle player and we get to put it back in the show.
We've got one built in now.
Yeah.
And Natalie's
one that
so
we don't
dynamic.
Have to pay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm used to that.
That is amazing. And, you know, that's a great story that, like, people, like, don't understand because, you know, some of us know a little bit about the, you know, the budgets of being in bands and on the road and all of that stuff. I mean, you got to account for things like the fiddle player.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. It's, I mean, you know, when you're moving 10 people around the country every day, it's expensive.
Yeah. Why do you think I play the fiddle? I had to play the fiddle and sing lead my own band. Couldn't afford a fiddle player.
I couldn't afford a fiddle player either.
Natalie, what they didn't tell you is you have to carry the equipment, too, at the shows.
Oh, I'm used to that.
Oh, yeah.
100%. That's how I get my workouts in.
Jennifer's not carrying any equipment.
Me? Oh, boy. I'm the tall one, so I should be lugging both. All of it. Well, Jen and I have been, we met on the road playing shows together, like, I don't know, a decade ago. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this, it's so fun that our friendship goes back to meeting somewhere on the road. And then, you know, she was my radio rep for my single, my first single that went to radio. And so it's just so cool the way that it's all kind of come together so naturally.
Well, it seems like the world is correcting itself in some ways, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's a cool way to think about it.
Yeah. So when does the tour with Luke Bryan start up, if there is one, in 2020? I know a lot of bands are postponing or just canceling altogether. Have you guys talked to Luke about that?
You know, I actually saw Luke a couple of days ago, and he was so excited about Natalie, and he just was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry this craziness is going on, but, you know, whatever happens, we want you on the tour, so I trust that they're going to make the best decision, and his team's awesome, he's awesome, and whether we start when we're supposed to or start later, he told us he's not giving up on us yet, so he's bringing us out, whether we are going to be out there this summer or in the fall or next year. We're just trusting everyone's going to make the right decision.
You guys got to get on that Crash My Playa trip.
Yeah, yes.
You know, everybody's going down here having fun.
I know, it's a good one.
Yeah, we love that.
So the song Head Over Heels now on radio, Buy My Own Drinks, top five. This is a good time to join the band, Natalie. You're doing a good job.
It sure is. It's pretty amazing to jump right into it like that.
Well, man, her work before this band, though, has definitely, it's why she is where she is now. She's put in a lot of hard work, just like Naomi and I before Runaway June. So that was one of the big reasons why Natalie was a no-brainer choice for us. We know how hard of a worker she is, her drive, her musicianship, and just her as a person is awesome. So,
well, you guys are great. I appreciate everything you've done for the radio station last year. We did a great thing this time last year. We did the breast cancer survivor show, which was amazing. Mm. No, wait, that was 2 years ago already. I'm sorry.
Was that with Morgan Wallen?
No, that was. Remember, we did, it was a special show at a restaurant. We could see the airport in Philadelphia along the Delaware River.
Yeah.
And we had all the breast
awesome.
Cancer survivors come.
I remember that. Uh-huh.
That was 2 years ago already. I can't believe that.
I stepped on my guitar player's cord and cut him off in the middle of that.
Yes.
Yeah, we're real graceful on stage.
Well, I mean, look, you had to. I mean, he was kind of a little off key.
He was stealing the thunder.
He really was.
Yeah, I mean, I kicked our bass player right between the legs.
Did you believe that guy did that? Was that Natalie, you doing the kicking of bass players?
That's what we do, you know, when you need an extra bump of entertainment, we start wailing on the band.
I'm not sure what I'm jumping into, girl.
I know.
That's awesome.
Don't tell all the secrets yet when there's a lull.
Well, welcome to Runaway June, Natalie Stahl.
Thank
That's awesome.
You.
And Naomi and Jennifer, you guys are awesome. I appreciate you calling me.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the support.
And we'll see you soon, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Good luck.
Stay safe. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
That's Runaway June.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.